You're listening to the Mom Inspired Show, episode 381 with Amber Sandberg.
Welcome to the Mom Inspired Show. I'm your host, Amber Sandberg, and this show is created to inspire, encourage, and add a little extra fun to your day.
Well, hello, friends. I hope you are having a great week, and I am super excited about this episode. I wanted to share with you guys a part of my weight loss journey, especially if you're new to the show. But I remember the day that I saw my weight and it was higher than my pregnancy weight. So for those of you that are shaking their heads going, yes, I know what this feels like and it feels awful. I understand. And then the day I went to my first boot camp class, I feel so proud of myself in this moment. Okay. So this was January 2019. My weight was the most that I've ever seen it, right? Then February of 2019, I go to the boot camp class just to kind of go back and paint that picture for you. And I felt so proud. And then I came to pick up my daughter, who was in preschool at the time. She was 4. And she told me this boy had told her, "Your mom is fat." Now, keep in mind, I didn't even talk like that to her. And so I think she was confused. Like, I didn't go around using the word fat. I didn't talk about myself that way. But man, did I feel crushed, not only for being called that by a 4-year-old boy, but then my daughter having to process that, because I think it hurt her. And then I was trying to be brave for her, but then also so defeated that, like, here I went to boot camp. And that was so challenging. And I really had to put my pride aside and to then have somebody be like, to your daughter, "Your mom's fat." Like, wow. So I just remember thinking, why now? Why would somebody say something now when I just started this journey, right? It's like, hey, you don't even know that I just did this heart boot camp class, buddy. I know you're only 4 years old, but still, okay? And we won't even talk about how training and your kids to be polite and, like, why would they even think to say that to somebody else? Okay, that's a whole different show. But here's the thing. I could have easily self-sabotage my efforts right then and there and said, forget this, I'm not doing this, but I didn't. So that year, I went on a journey to figure out why I was overweight. What did I need to change in my life and to stop going to food to solve my problems? And it allowed me to stop thinking about food all the time by figuring this out. And I lost 50 pounds in 2019. Okay. So if you guys are sick of being sick and tired, I want to invite you to come check out my coaching program. It's a one-on-one coaching program. You just go to mominspiredshow.com/coaching. When you sign up, it's a free session so that you can ask all the questions. And that way we can see if we are a good fit, because I know this is scary to do, but I got you. So I'll meet you there. All right. So let's go into self-sabotage. Okay. This conversation, you know, I think is so important, especially when it comes to your weight loss. And if you find yourself doing this with the next 4 questions, like, then you know that you're self-sabotaging your weight loss. So the first one I want you to think about is, are you coachable? Like, are you willing to hear feedback without taking it personally? These might make you feel defensive just listening to this, especially if you answer yes, and I totally understand. I want to share a story with you. I remember sitting down with someone who is both successful in weight loss and successful with her podcast. And I was at Starbucks. This is the end of 2018. Okay. So before my journey of losing the 50 pounds, I was talking to her about making money off the podcast, but I also wanted to lose a lot of weight. And she said to me, "You need to pick one." And I thought, no, I need to do both. And I remember thinking, why can't I do both? And she was just saying, you need to pick the one that is going to change everything. And then I knew it was my weight. I knew if I lost my weight that would change things for me, and it did. And if I had not lost my weight, I don't know if I would have even became a certified life coach. So, and then I wouldn't be helping women, especially moms in midlife, get to their goals. So when I say this to you, I do want to say that, like, when she was saying what is going to change your life the most, I'm not saying, like, you have to lose weight in order to have the life you want. That's not what I'm saying. But, like, for me, I knew if I could figure out why I kept going to food and, like, why was this a problem for me, then that probably would give me a skill and the self-confidence to do a lot of other things in life. Because I literally kept riding that ride where it's like, I can't lose weight. I don't know. Can I keep it off? I'm never gonna be able to lose weight. I don't know. And I just kept going in a circle. Okay. But I will tell you that I could not afford a coach one-on-one. And I will say a lot of coaches don't even offer one-on-one coaching programs because they would have to charge so much money. I'm talking multiple hundreds of dollars per session. So they go to group coaching or memberships. So that for me, I was able to afford, and I was able to listen to a lot of people be coached and it helped me. But let me tell you, if I was being coached one-on-one, that probably would have helped me speed things along, and it would be focusing all on me instead of me trying to listen to other people and then trying to be like, okay, now I'm going to apply that to myself. Now, if you have nothing as an option, those are great options. But if you can do one-on-one coaching, I mean, it really can just drill in like, why are you having the issues? And it's so much bigger than what you think it is. It's not just eating Cheetos. Like, that isn't the issue. It's like, why are you eating at night instead of going to bed? Like, these are the questions. Like, why are you not letting yourself go to sleep when that's truly what your body needs? It doesn't need a Kit Kat. Okay. These are the types of things that we talk about in coaching. We dive deep into this so that you can truly figure out, like, why am I doing this, so that you can stop. Okay. So then when I think back to this time, right, when I'm meeting up with her, 2018, it felt scary because I wanted the podcast to be successful and I wanted to lose the weight. And it felt scary to put the podcast on the back burner, especially if I ended up not losing the weight. It felt like I would have just done this and put all this effort in for nothing and then losing the time with the podcast. So what stands out to me is, in the moment, if I hadn't been coachable, I probably still would be dealing with my weight, or it would have taken me way longer to lose the weight. So you better believe when I am around someone that knows more than me, like in business, whatever, and like they have experience in something, that I'm going to try to get as much as I can out of them. I'm going to be coachable. I'm going to ask the questions and I'm going to get feedback. Otherwise, it's going to take so much longer than necessary. So if you are finding that you're not coachable and you do not want feedback, then you are most likely self-sabotaging. And, you know, here's the thing too, right? Like, are you fixated, on, okay, I know the way that I need to do things and this is how I'm going to do it. But then if it's not working, it's not working, right? I think a lot of times we're like, I can do it. I can do it. Like, I don't need help. It's kind of like when people are like, I don't need a house cleaner. I can clean a house. Yes, you can clean a house. Do you have the time to clean a house? Like, is it getting cleaned? It's kind of like that with weight loss. It's like, yeah, you could lose weight, but would it be better if somebody came alongside you and helped you, right? So stop being fixated on thinking, I have all the answers, especially if you're not getting to where you want to be. Okay, that's the first one. The second one is, are you kind of like hyper-focused on where you want to go versus seeing what has been given to you? So if you know me, you know that I like to talk about future selves. But there is a point where it can really hinder us. Like, if you're constantly thinking, oh, well, when I lose X amount of weight, or when I get to this size, I will, you know, just fill in the blank. So if you're too focused on the when versus the right now, that is going to most likely self-sabotage you. I think it's safe to say that even when you extend this out to being, you know, like jealous of other people or their successes, or how it might seem easy that they got to where they want to be, or they lost the weight and you're like, how did they lose the weight so easily? Right? And I want to say this too. You might be seeing people that are on weight loss medicine, weight loss drugs, okay, either in a shot form or pills. And, or maybe somebody's getting a surgery and you kind of feel like, why do they get to do this? Like, and fast forward, like, why do I have to wait and, you know, do it longer? I want to suggest to you to have this thought. If I take the time to figure this out, then I will be able to keep the weight off. Listen, for those people that are doing weight loss drugs, they still need to work on their brain. They still need to work on their mindset. Do you know how many people have done gastric bypass surgery and have gained the weight back because they didn't figure out why they were eating to begin with? yes, they lose weight at the beginning, but then if they don't really figure out, why am I eating? Like, what is making me want to eat? You will gain the weight back. And so I want you to really kind of like just take that for a moment when you're trying to compare yourself or seeing others might be getting things easier. Okay. So be careful to lose sight of what you have right now. So you may be like, you may have so much stuff going for you right now, but you're like not noticing that. And you're not able to enjoy that because you're too focused on not having what you want, and it can prevent you from getting what you want in the end. Okay. Does that make sense? And that will be a self-sabotage. That may not look so obvious, but it truly would. So really focus on what you have versus like what you don't have. Even if it seems like people are getting things that you want and it seems like they're getting it faster or easier or not fair. All right. So number three, this is like a good one for all of you that want to say yes to everything. And then you're wondering why your life is crazy and you're laying on the floor eating Oreos because you're just like, I don't know what else to do. Okay. What are your non-negotiables in life? Like, what are they? What are your boundaries? You know, are they, is it like eating good food? When I say good food, like food that's going to like nourish you, working out, family time, church, God, work hours, whatever. What are your non-negotiables? Like, what are you not going to give up? And then if you don't have time for anything else, then you don't have time. So what kind of life do you want? Create that life and start living it. All right. So you are the only one who can change this. You're the only one who can say no to things. You create the intention in your life when you do this. So having the boundaries and the non-negotiables, it protects you so that you can have the life you want and desire. So these boundaries are important. I know a lot of you want to be like, yes, 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 yes. Everything is important. No. Then if everything's important, nothing's important. And then if you keep saying yes, are you where you want to be? So let's use the weight. Say you're saying yes to all these things, but now you're gaining weight or you're not losing weight. Then you know that you have come out of your non-negotiables, or you really need to look at it and go, you know what? This is a season of life that I can't do book club and go to all these extracurriculars. I can't be volunteering as much at the school. Like, you really need to look at what you're like saying yes to. If your weight loss is really important, if your weight loss is not on your non-negotiable, like meaning you're, you know, meal prepping, you are making time to move your body, you're just having this white space so that you don't feel so like, I don't know, rushed and stressed all the time that you can't even think about your weight loss, then you know your non-negotiables and your boundaries are not aligned with what you want for your life. So number four, are you the person who is like kind of always preparing to do the thing and you kind of are counting it as doing the thing when it's not? Or are you like learning, 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 but then not taking action? So where are my people who are constantly looking up eating plans, dieting plans, meal plans on Pinterest, workout plans, courses, memberships, reading books, right? Listening to podcasts, but not taking action. You're just like consuming, 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 taking it all in. And listen, you could also be taking action without learning. So maybe you are cutting out food groups and doing HIIT workouts, yet you feel like crap and super tired all the time. So you have to think about this. Like, you think that what is right for like you? So do you feel like you are overlearning, not taking action, or you're taking too much action without learning? Because here's the thing. If you saw an influencer do something or a friend that's doing something and you're just like, yeah, that works for them. And then you try it and then it's not working for you and you're not trying to figure out why isn't this working? You're not taking time to learn, is this actually right for you and your body type, right? Or you just keep listening, listening, taking in, taking in, and then you're not ever taking action. It's like buying all these workout clothes and never going into the gym. Like, that's like making it very, you know, visual. So I really want you to think about, where do you fall in that, and try to work on kind of falling more in the middle of like, you want to learn and you also want to take action, because this could seriously self-sabotage yourself. So like, if you're just learning, learning, you're never taking action, that's self-sabotage. And then if you are taking action all the time and never taking time to learn and you're not getting the result, you're self-sabotaging yourself. even though it may not look like it. And these, both of these methods, if you're on either side, could paralyze you. And then in the end, you're just saying, oh, this doesn't work for me. So there is a balance, right? So let's do a recap. You know, did you say yes to any of these self-sabotaging questions? Am I coachable? That's number one. Number two, am I so hyper-focused on where I want to go versus noticing on what is in my life? What am I thankful for in my life? Number three, have I built in boundaries or non-negotiables in my life? Like, what kind of life do I want? And how can you start moving towards that life with intention? Number four, am I overlearning and not taking action, or taking too much action without learning? And one thing that I noticed over the years, you guys, with counseling and coaching and then becoming certified and as a life coach, is that I'm so much more open to coaching than I used to be. And I can tell when people are not. They don't usually ask questions. They want to seem like they know it all, or they don't want to come off as they're dumb. They are defensive. And then if you find yourself resonating with this, it's okay though, because you can change over time. If you are finding that you're not losing weight, you might be thinking, well, I'm not going to go and get help, you know, or when people suggest things, you're like, you get defensive. And I think it's in moments like this that you have to ask yourself, do you want to keep doing the same thing that you're doing and not getting results? Do you want to keep going down that path, or do you want to get to your goal? So I just want you guys to think about that, okay? Like, really think about, you probably need to replay this again, write this down, you know, and kind of respond like next to each one and write, what are you doing in regards to that question? All right, you guys, thank you for being here with me. And if you have not left a review for the show, I would love to hear from you. Head over to the Apple Podcast. You just scroll down to the little purple words where it says write a review. And I would love to hear what your favorite episode is. And I would love to hear what you want to hear more of, and so on. All right, I'll see you soon. Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to the podcast this week. If this podcast means something to you, it would mean so much to me if you'd be willing to take 30 seconds to do three things. Follow or subscribe to the Mom Inspired Show. This means that you will never miss an episode. It also helps me to keep bringing you relevant content and more amazing guests, because these are the numbers that they look at when deciding to come on certain podcasts. Also, if you have the time, I would love if you would leave a 5-star podcast review and share the show with your friends. You can do this wherever you listen to the podcast. Till next time, bye-bye.